is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. I guess we're on. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Today's Monday, May 21st, 2012. We're broadcasting live. Twice daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is handling the controls at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. USAprepares.com is your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast classroom, just simply click on USAprepares.com. There's a link to all of our instructors right there on the website. Today, our class is focused on your children and their education. Janice Campbell's with me today, and she's a homeschool parent, a homeschool teacher, an author. She's a USAprepares.com instructor. She's taught two seminars at the Get Prepared Expo here in Springfield, Missouri. One is on microbroadcasting, and the other is on homeschooling your children. She's the author of Excellence in Literature, the Curriculum, and Transcripts Made Easy. There's information on the website, her website, www.everydayeducation.com. That's everydayeducation.com. E-V-E-R-Y-D-A-Y education.com. Welcome, Janice Campbell.
Thank you, Vincent. Delighted to be here.
That's always good to hear your voice. Janice, you were a big hit at the Get Prepared Expo, and you were talking about two things, the micro business, starting your own, and actually dovetails beautifully with homeschooling your children, doesn't it?
Well, it's all about freedom and independence, establishing responsibility, taking charge of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was thinking, Janice, we might start this broadcast class today by listing all the reasons we can think of to not homeschool your children. You ready?
Okay, you start.
Okay. That's it.
yes, that's what I thought.
You know, I was talking to our producer, and he said if I went any longer than a few seconds, the alarms would start ringing there in the production room there. But so I didn't want to go too long. I was thinking maybe 15, 20 seconds would be great, but we didn't do that. You know, Janice, it seems to me that if you really want to think of reasons why not to homeschool your children, I can think of one. If you want your children to become part of the herd mentality, that would be a reason to not homeschool.
Oh, if you want them to live with the anguish of trying to fit into a society of plain vanilla mediocrity, mm-hmm. never, ever even consider homeschooling.
Yeah. My children, because we homeschooled, were not subjected to trying to keep up with the Joneses, as it were. They didn't need to have those branded sneakers that were four and five times the price of a quality pair of sneakers. They didn't need that. They didn't even know what they were, you know, those other brands. And how about if you don't want your children to think for themselves?
Well,
certainly don't
It is absolutely dangerous to homeschool if you don't want your children having a mind of their own. Not that they won't anyway, but they might actually use it to do strange and interesting things, which, children are prone to do anyway. But they can get really creative.
You mean if you homeschool them?
If you homeschool them, yes. I've got an opera singer and I've got a tree climber and, what all else can happen when you do that? They would have all turned out to be plain vanilla middle managers or burger flippers or something had I, let them go. Now, not necessarily. They don't always turn out exactly as you were hoping, but that's part of the adventure.
Yeah, how about if you want your children to become average performers? Wouldn't the best place to become average be in the government training centers?
Oh, absolutely. Institutionalization is the perfect way to turn out mediocrity and average. And, fitting in is very important in an institution. You don't want to stand out in any way. So, definitely don't homeschool because there's a tendency for people when they're homeschooled, one-on-one tutoring, that sort of thing, they tend to get good at certain things. Mm-hmm. And that is not quite acceptable. You cannot fit into the crowd if you're good at something.
It's something that's interesting. One of our children is 20. And what we have found is that the ladies that he meets and that he spends time with, all of their parents are very interested in encouraging the relationship of their daughter with our son because of the character, the integrity, and his willingness to help and participate that they don't see in other children that have been to the government training institutions.
Well, the other thing is that homeschooled students tend to be very strangely and unnaturally comfortable talking with people of all ages. If you are out in public and a nice-looking young person approaches and talks to you as though you're human, beware. You're probably talking to one of those unsocialized homeschoolers.
Janice Campbell, when we started homeschooling many, many years ago in the 90s on the East Coast in Virginia, we were accused of preventing socialization of our children. Like, they will not fit in. Well, actually, they actually do not fit in with the thugs that are seen everywhere that have been to the government training institutions that, they just don't fit in. Janice, we have a caller, and we haven't even announced that we're going to take calls, but let's announce that number. If you'd like to call and talk with us about homeschooling, specifically Janice Campbell, everydayeducation.com, you may call 855-600-4261, 855-600-4261. 855-600-4261. Janice is an expert in homeschooling. She's also an expert in integrating homeschooling with a micro business, one that you can run from your home. Bill, in New York, you're on with Janice Campbell. Go.
Yes. I'm calling you from Long Island, Oyster Bay, Long Island, the home of Theodore Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Can hear you just perfectly.
Okay. The reason why I'm calling is because there is a problem with bullying in schools. However, there's something called issues hijacking. And issues hijacking is when you have a legitimate, compelling cause, but somebody who has some other agenda steps in to try to take advantage of it. I'll give you an example. It is perfectly legitimate that, you have maybe a guy who is interested in, let's say, dating a girl, okay? So this guy is talking to a girl, but somehow a guy on the football team comes over and tries to bully him. Well, in all that problem, in all the bullying that goes on, the issues hijacking is that you now have gays who try to take up the issue of bullying, but then it sounds like it's only a gay issue, and it's not. We're talking about perfectly heterosexual boys who don't want to get beaten up by the head of the football team for trying to date a girl. And basically what's going on here is that homeschoolers don't have to worry about whether they're going to get bullied or not. And I think that the public school system tries to create a situation where if you're bullied, if you don't fight back, you're getting a bad reputation, the reputation of weakness, which is a worse reputation in a public school than being an abuser. And if you do fight back, then you're told that you have to go on medication. So I think that the whole thing is just a setup.
I have an answer for that, Bill, from Long Island. Janice, do you have one?
I would just say that anytime you have students who are together, there are going to be issues, and learning to resolve them with adult help doesn't usually require the legal system. And that's part of the issue. Parents have been taken out of the equation to the point where everything turns into a legal question in the schools. Kids don't learn the skills they need.
Well, Bill, keep in mind that, yes, the parents have been taken out of the equation, but students who have the good sense to go to the administration and say, look, I'm not telling on somebody like getting them in trouble. I want you to be a third party in a conference. In other words, you're telling the administration, I'm not telling on this guy. I'm asking you to be a third party in a conference. The schools still are unequipped to handle when a kid is a bully and another kid is trying to have an adult step in to the situation.
Bill, let me tell you what we did. We moved from Virginia, and our son was homeschooled all his life. He had never been to a public training institution, never. And he decided that he wanted to try school for the first time when we moved to Missouri. We are farmers. And so he visited the school, and he thought, okay, he tried being a freshman, see how it worked out. And he was bullied and pushed around and shoved around nonstop for 3 months. And let me tell you what happened when we come out back on the other side of this break. I think you're going to be absolutely shocked at what his parents did and what he did. I'm Vin Finelli, Janice Campbell. Bill, stick around with us for a few more minutes, will you please?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I am at the controls here in Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains, high atop Missouri Ozark Mountains. Bill in New York mentioned a term called issues hijacking. And Janice Campbell and I have been talking about homeschooling, and let me just tell you how we handled this. Part of our homeschooling experience was to enroll our children in a form of martial arts called Okinawan Shoenryu. Our daughter is a second-degree black belt. One of our sons is a second-degree black belt, and our other son was a green belt. And they all competed in the state championship, and they all placed somewhere. And one of our sons took first in fighting in Virginia. He took first in fighting in the sixth state regional championship, and he took third place in the Disney Wide World of Sports at the AAU championship in Orlando, Florida. And that particular son was the one that wanted to be involved in the public training institution as a freshman in high school. And for the first 3 months, he was pushed around and shoved around by all these farm guys. And you know, he wasn't the biggest in the school, but he also was not the smallest. But he also was a farmer. But because he was from Virginia and he was not from Missouri, he was picked on mercilessly. And, you know, on fight night to train, the karate students would fight five on one, five against one. And they learned how to do that. And our son was involved in that many, many times on fight night. And fight night was once a week in Virginia. So during this 3 months of torture our son was subjected to, I decided that I would, and he never hit anybody back. He would just take it and take it and take it. And so one day he told me that he was in the men's room or the boys' room, and there were four guys shoving him around. He just took it, and he said, it's okay. You know, there's only four of you, so it's okay. And they thought he was kidding. Well, I went to the superintendent of schools and I said, look, I'm Vincent Finelli and our son is enrolled in your school. And I just want you to know that he's about to lose his temper. This has been going on for 3 months and he's going to hurt one of your students because they just don't stop picking on him. And I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm not suggesting you do anything. I just want you to know it's coming. And I met with the principal the same day, and Mrs. Finelli and I did that, and we just said the same thing. It's coming. Just want you to know. So, anyway, shortly thereafter, our son came home, and I said, so how's school today? He kind of put his head down, and the biggest kid in the school sucker punched him, and he took him out right then and there. And the two of them spent the day in school suspension. And I told them, look, you know, if you get suspended from school, it's no big deal. You've been homeschooled. If you get expelled, fine. I don't care. And so the teachers and the superintendent and the principal just did not understand the Finelli's attitude toward education when he was in the public training center. And that was, we didn't care about grades. We did not care about grades. What we cared about was performance and him learning. And if he didn't perform to our satisfaction but because of what they taught him, he'd be yanked out of school anyway. So what happened was he decided after 2 years of that he wasn't learning anything and he wanted out of there. And you know, the kids that picked on him and beat him up, they all were his friends after he demonstrated that he was on top of the heap in terms of strength. So anyway, that's how we handled it, Bill. What are your thoughts?
Okay. If that's available to somebody, then fine. I don't think, though, that there should be abandonment of the student who might have asthma, and the student who is physically smaller. Because
yeah, and that's our son. Our son is physically smaller than these other guys. No question about it.
Right, right. And the thing is that there exist students who have brain-dead parents who will not send their kids to martial arts because although the martial arts, there's something called biomechanics. You have to move to the correct geometry. Do you know that there exist parents that are so brain dead as to think, oh, it's all about confidence? It's not all about confidence. I can have all the confidence in the world standing on the train tracks, and I'm so confident that I'm going to take on the Long Island Railroad with my fists. Well, what happens? Okay, now
I get it.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling. But I did want to share with you our experience with homeschooling and how we handled it. And it just worked beautifully for us. Dennis Campbell's with us, and we're going to be talking more about homeschooling and what you need to know. Can you do it? Is it legal? What do you have? What qualifications do you have to have? Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Flash day. God, you're take when you go for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, if you want to position your child and put him or her at a disadvantage by having him or her understand honesty and integrity, how to self-start, how to be an entrepreneur, then if you want honesty and integrity, then I suggest you consider homeschooling. Janice Campbell's with me. Janice, what are the requirements for the typical state or commonwealth in order to homeschool your child?
Well, it's hard to pick a typical state. Most states require that parents at least have a high school diploma or some college. Some of them require a bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, there's usually year-end testing for language arts and math. Mm-hmm. Usually nothing more, no other subjects, but that's kind of basic. You just check your state's Department of Education website, search for homeschooling, and you'll find everything you need there.
Yeah, when we did that in the 1990s, they were not interested in working with us. They wanted, and the reason for that, here in Missouri, right now, a school will receive about $9,000 a year in funding for each student that attends the public training institution. So the more students they have enrolled, the more the more money they receive, federal and state and county. And so they want more of them. And some schools even receive more money if a child has learning problems like ADHD and special needs and those kinds of things. So they're looking forward to putting your child in a special needs class because they get more money. There's an incentive for that. Some schools have an incentive to drug test your children. And if you do that, your child will be branded forever as a drug positive tested person, even if it's a false positive. So if you think that you should be subjecting your children to that, well, that's the great place to do it. Just go to the public training center. But if you think that you want your children to achieve, you might want to consider homeschooling. So you can do it. You can do it if you there are different qualifications that you need to meet. Unless, I guess, Janice, unless you say, I'm doing this for religious reasons.
Is a religious exemption in most states. And that is definitely a route to take if, you know, you feel strongly about it and your basis is religion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's effective. And there's no testing with that option in most states or anything.
Yeah, and so if you want to be out of the system, and keep them from knowing what's happening with your children, the religious exemption is one way you can go. And you don't have to be any specific religion. You don't have to be with the Second Baptist Church or the First or the Fifth or Catholic or Hindu or Buddhist. It doesn't matter. You just say you're exercising the religious exemption and you are done. No shots, no immunizations. You're just done with that. It's over.
The only caution I would have with that is to contact or get in touch with your state's homeschool organization first and see if your particular county has been noted for giving difficulties to people who try to claim religious exemption. There are, unfortunately, some county homeschool boards or school boards that make a career of putting obstacles in the paths of people who are claiming religious exemption, and it's good to know that before going in. It's good to know the best things, the best paperwork to submit and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it, you know, we were doing fine with, we did not want the immunizations for our children. And the school gave us every problem we could think of. And finally, I just had it with them and I said, it's against our religion to immunize our children any further. And, you know, it stopped right then and there. There was not a single syllable, not a single word, nothing. Okay, here's the form. Sign it right here and you're done. And that's all it took. So, Janice, you may need a college degree. You may need a high school diploma. You may need none of those. You may need a curriculum, right? You may need to say, here's the curriculum that we are going to use. Is that okay with you guys at the school board?
There are some states that require that. Virginia used to be one of those states that required you to list the curriculum if you did not have a college degree and ask for approval of it. Mm-hmm. And they did change that law, and they no longer request that. But there are states that do. Very often, what homeschoolers will do is just photocopy the table of contents of any textbooks they're going to use and send it. And that seems to be quite an adequate reassurance that they are going to cover actual knowledge.
Yeah, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, when we homeschooled in Virginia, required a curriculum. And so ultimately, the easiest way for us to get through that process was, we're going to do the same thing you guys are doing, except we're going to enhance it. And they backed right down. They really did. And but they wanted our children to test on the Iowa tests because our children were testing at the 99 percentile, and they wanted our children to be part of their system's test results because they were way, way, way above the average. And we asked them if we could use the same books that they were using in the school system, and they said no. Nope, you cannot use our books. And we said, okay, you cannot use our 99s.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, they shunned us, except they wanted us to bring up the average test scores for the county. And we said, no, because they weren't participating in the education. They weren't working with us, and we had to buy all of our books, and they are extremely expensive. Janice, so it's legal, isn't it? It's legal to homeschool your children.
It absolutely is legal. And you have, constitutionally, you have the right to do that. It's not a specified right, but it's not an enumerated right. But there are laws that make that obvious.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things, each state being a little different. The state homeschool organization is probably your best first stop, really, to find out what the requirements are.
So, Janice, when a child goes through homeschooling, let's say you a person or a family decides, oh, at fourth grade level, that's it. My child's not learning enough. The parents want the child to be homeschooled. So we homeschool grade 5 through 12. Now we're ready for college. Okay, how does a college look at a homeschooled child when they consider matriculation into the institution, the college or university?
Interestingly, the more experience they've had with homeschoolers, it seems the more positive the reception of them is. When I went back, I finished my degree late because I took time off to get married and have a family. And so when I went back to complete it, I worked in an admissions office of my college as a homeschool admissions counselor, because they were deliberately trying to recruit more homeschoolers. They said they were independent-minded, they studied well, they made good grades, they brought a lot of diversity to the school, and so the overall impression is positive. A lot of times they will ask for placement tests in language arts and math, but they also ask for those from most other students as well.
Mm-hmm. And what we did, we took a slightly different approach. Our daughter was the first to go to college, and she was 14, and so she wanted to take a course to see what it was like. So we drove her back and forth to the university, and so she took her first course, and then she wanted to take some more, and then some more, and some more, and some more. And they kept saying, you can't take any more until you enroll, and you have to have a high school diploma in order to enroll. And of course, at that time, we didn't know how to get a high school diploma, and so she didn't have one. So she just took more and more courses, and she ended up being a junior in the university before they knew what happened. So that's another approach that you can take. You can just keep taking more and more courses, and the courses that you like, and ultimately focus toward a degree program if that's what you want.
Absolutely.
But it worked for us.
And that, you know, that's the second book I wrote. It's called Get a Jump Start on College. And it explains how to do that and why you want to, because that approach saves a ton of money. It saves a ton of time. Most kids can be graduated from college by the time they would normally be graduated from high school, because you can grant dual credit. You can grant high school credit as well as having them earn the college credit. If they're taking, for example, calculus at college, you can do that as a dual credit course.
That's actually correct. And our daughter ended up with her MBA, her Master's in Business Administration, by 19. So you're correct. You can graduate college by the time most children are graduating high school.
And save quite a bit of money.
Oh, we saved a fortune, an absolute fortune. So how do we get started, Janice? Before we do that, your books, why don't we talk about what they are, and if our class here today is interested in contacting you, what's the best way to do it? And let's talk about your books, and then we'll talk about getting started.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about the first book I wrote. It's called Transcripts Made Easy, and it's The Homeschooler's Guide to High School Paperwork. Mm-hmm. Because homeschoolers worry about presenting their students correctly to colleges. They don't want to blight their child's life by making a transcript that will look awkward and won't fit in. And so this book goes through the whole process and explains exactly what to put on it, how to use it like a resume to market your student.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Transcripts Made Easy. It also tells you how to create your own diploma. Simple process. This is a do-it-yourself book. And then the Get a Jump Start on College book goes right with that. Right now we have I've posted convention specials. This is my convention season when I'm traveling and speaking a lot. And so I always do a special of the two books together during this season. And that's posted on the homepage of my website, which, as we mentioned earlier, is everydayeducation.com. But then I also have a 5-year classic literature curriculum for grades 8 through 12. You can't be a slave if you read classic literature.
Janice Campbell, EverydayEducation.com. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back and we'll tell you how to get started right now in homeschool.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Janice Campbell and I are talking about homeschooling. And I was thinking during the break, many parents probably need to be encouraged by their parents, the grandparents of these students, that might need to be homeschooled. So, Janice, how do we get started right now? What do we do to start homeschooling our children?
The first thing that I would do as a beginning homeschooler would be to educate myself. I would learn a little bit about the different ways there are to homeschool. You don't have to recreate school at home. And I would be very, very clear on why I wanted to do it, because you're going to be asked to explain this. So know what you want to do, know why you want to do it, and check the laws in your state. No point in creating difficulty for yourself where it doesn't need to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Connect with the state homeschool organization in your state for an easy-to-read, usually very easy-to-read version of the law with any additional help that you might need. They usually, if you Google your state's name with homeschool organization, you can usually find the website. All of that is usually up there. That is your best resource for learning how to deal with your particular state. And there are countless resources. There are homeschooling magazines that are tremendously useful, both Christian-based, secular, other ethnic groups. It's a very widespread movement, and there's something for everyone. But homeschooling can be done with just what our forefathers did, the classics, and a good pen and pencil, or, you know, if you want to really get old-fashioned, you can go with a slate. But it doesn't take a lot of an investment to homeschool. It's nice to have enough to take your kids on extra field trips and things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even absolutely necessary. You can create a wonderful education for your students at home with just books, a library card, and basic supplies.
Yeah, and everything that you do becomes a lesson. Going to the supermarket, reading labels, looking for toxic components like BHA and BHT, carcinogens, learning about the weight of a product versus the price, comparing, comparative shopping, all of those things that you do become lessons in education that you would not be able to do if you did not spend that time with your children.
Absolutely. And it's, quite frankly, homeschooling is a delight. I think a lot of people imagine themselves as taking on another full-time job, doing that in addition to everything else they're doing. And in a sense, you're taking on a responsibility, and that's different. You're taking on a responsibility. It's not really a full-time job.
You're absolutely right. It's the highest and best thing that you can do for your children.
Oh, yes. As your students grow older, they become contributing members of the family. They can contribute to the education of younger students. They bring conversation and ideas and pull in new materials. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that can happen when you homeschool. It's a synthesis that you don't realize until you're doing it. It's a step of faith to get out there and start, because it's not all you pushing. It takes on a life of its own.
Janice Campbell, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking, as you're saying that, our 20-year-old, when he leaves the farm to run to town or run an errand, you know, we walk him to his truck or vehicle, and he gives his mom a hug, he gives me a hug, he tells both of us he loves us, we tell him we love him, and he's a 20-year-old man. That's what homeschooling does. Homeschooling builds family. We eat together. We learn together. We work together. If there's a board to be picked up, there's one of us on each end of the board rather than one of us struggling with it. And we don't have television blaring in the background giving us mindless information. Janice Campbell, we'd love to have you back again and again, and you're going to be at the next Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th here in Springfield, Missouri. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Coming up, this afternoon's class, Emergency Preparedness and More. Emergency Preparedness on a Budget with author Howard Godfrey. I'm Vin Finelli. Coming up next, Alex Jones. Alex, thank you so much for producing our broadcast. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.